the way that we refer to Torah in this bracha is in unique fashion. Kibar Panachal Satlan Hashem and again the Torah Schaim, a living Torah, the Torah of life, instructions for living. What does that mean? We say, Mesem Libenu, Lahavin, Lahaskal, Lishmael, Lilmud, and Lamed, Lishmav, and Laasais. The goal is Laasais. In fact, the Gemara has a debate. Big Machlokes, what's greater? Talmud or Maisa? It's Gemara Maseches Kiddushin. And the conclusion of the Gemara is somewhat strange. Gadol Talmud Shemeva Lidei Maisa. Greatest study because it leads to doing. And therefore you wonder, well, which one's greater? The Torah said Gadol Talmud. The Gemara said Gadol Talmud. But why is it? Because it leads to doing. So which one's greater? So one way of understanding this is the Talmud which is Mevi L'day Maisa is great. This is Halomid Almanas La'asos. Learning in order to do. Learning is not just a theoretical exercise. It's meant to be practical. Perhaps this is what we mean by Torah Schaim. That every single piece of Torah we learn has to have a life lesson. Must have a life lesson. Now, some of them might be very practical. For example, a person learns Hilchos Kiddush has in mind to do. As I learn, I will implement that which I am learning. That might be so well and good for things that we do nowadays. Let's say a person's learning about Korbanos, which we're not privileged to bring. We learn about the Mishkan. So there, we could say, Almanas La'asos means that when I have the opportunity to be involved in Binyan Beis HaMikdash, I will do so. Alternatively, it can mean Almanas La'asos is that there's a life lesson for every piece of Torah that we learn and study. Hashem is talking to us through the Torah. The Torah is Nitzchi. We have all these parashias of Melachas HaMishkan. We're never going to have another Mishkan. Even though the Mishkan is the basis for the Beis HaMikdash, there are things that appeared in the Mishkan that weren't in the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah is eternal. There are life, practical life lessons to be learnt from every aspect of Torah. And therefore, when we learn, we need to ask ourselves, what is Hashem teaching me with this? What's the lesson? How can I implement it into my life? Where's the wisdom? Where's the chachma here? Because the Torah is the Dvar Hashem. There's nothing unnecessary. And this is the Torah Schaim that he gave us. A book that is full of divine wisdom to teach us how to maximize our experience in this world. We learn it from the stories of the Torah. Certainly. Well, Sefer Bereishis and Sefer Hayasha. We learn it from the theoretical mitzvahs. We learn it from the practical mitzvahs. It's living. The Torah is this guide to our life experience. And Hashem is talking to us through his Torah. Often we learn, and it's very geschmack, and it's enjoyable, it's intellectually stimulating. But it's all too easy to forget that we are learning the Dvar Hashem. We are tapping into Ritzono Yizbarach, Hashem's will. And he wants us to live our lives by taking practical lessons from this divine wisdom. We're really attaching ourselves with our source.